I know from an inside whistleblower that the month of August saw 36% excess mortality in the millennial group life policyholders. That's age 25 to 44. 36. So you would expect this to be coming down, Mike, especially since boosters are not really picking up or being taken up with as much verve as they were, and mandates are kind of here and there going by the wayside. So we're suspecting that even if you got a jab a year ago and you seem fine, there's lots of things popping up now. We think there might be delayed causes and adverse effects coming on after, up to a year after.
That is a really worrisome conclusion, but I agree with it, and the other guests I've interviewed also agree with it, that the long tail of this thing is going to be very substantial and very long because of the immune system destruction. At least that's the theory that a lot of us are, latching onto in this. But we're about to approach a winter here. RSV is now taking off in hospitals. Children are presenting with RSV infections that are off the charts. And many people are being told now they should take a combination vaccine that's about to be released, which is RSV plus influenza plus COVID. I guess it's a combo, like triple death threat, or as Kanye says, DEFCON 3 vaccine injection. I mean, I don't mean to laugh. It's crazy. But just from the numbers that you mentioned, if you look at 32% excess mortality in the United States, that comes out to over roughly 2,400 people dying per day.
Yeah.
If that's applied to the population, we're talking about almost a 9/11 scale of atrocities or deaths every day.
This is going to have consequences for the economy and global economy for years to come. And we've also looked at the disability data, Mike. Which is a different database. That's the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And what I like about this database, it's not tied to any healthcare institutions. It's a statistical survey that's done every month. So they survey like 46,000 to 60,000 households, and they impute statistically what's going on in the employment report that we see every month and all sorts of different things. Well, they do disability, and they basically ask the question, are you disabled and no longer able to work, or is someone in your household disabled and no longer able to work? Well, that number on an absolute basis is running between 29 and 30 million the prior 5 years to COVID. Then mysteriously, it didn't really go up a lot in 2020. It actually went down because lockdowns prevented accidental deaths and all sorts of other things, or accidental injuries, I should say, not deaths. This is disabilities. But mysteriously, in May of 2021, it took off, and it looks like a growth stock chart. It broke out of its trend, and the year-over-year rate of change is a three standard deviation event, which, as you know, as a scientist, is a 0.03% chance of it usually happening. So something happened. That's called a trend change, and so the number now, as of September or October, is like 33.2 million. So it's about 3.5 to 4 million people have been disabled since 2021. When you break the numbers down, even when you go a little more granular, and this is on our Humanity Project website, you can break it down between total population, civilian labor force, and then employed. And the employed, which is about 98 million, 100 million in the U.S., experienced an increase in their disability rate of 26%. The general population experienced an increase in their disability rate of 11%. So it was detrimental to your health to be employed in 2021 and 22.
If vaccines were not even mentioned or considered in any of this, let's just take vaccines out of this for a minute. You would think that public health authorities and lawmakers and media leaders would be just tripping over themselves to try to ask the question, what's killing so many people? Right? Like something has happened here. Is it an alien space ray from, planet Nibiru? No. But something is killing people. We should get to the bottom of this. And don't you find it astonishing the lack of curiosity about that?
I talk about that in my book. The fact that this is crickets is all you need to know, that there is a cover-up on crime going on.
The first impossibility is a real airplane couldn't have sliced through a building. with a steel facade with reinforced concrete flooring and 47 steel support beams, a jet's wing can't slice through steel building like a hot knife through butter. But that's the story the news media wants us to believe, and most people are still believing this hoax. But the second impossibility is in plain sight. In fact, I can't believe it took me over 12 years to see. Let me show you a still of this video. I've highlighted a building that's clearly behind the South World Trade Center Tower. Yet when we pay close attention to the video, Flight 175's wing should appear in front of the building, not behind it. This is a layering CGI glitch, and this proves that this video, which was seen all over the world, over and over and over again, year after year, is a CGI rendering. Thus, it's not an amateur witness video. It's a fake. And this is one of many, many faked videos put out by the news media.
Film from the space shuttle looking at the ISS. Problem is, as we're about to see, it would seem the special effects department had a bad day at the office, getting their layering a little bit out of sync. So let's have a look. Space shuttle, then space shuttle looking at the ISS. And as you can see, with the black trim around the window, the space shuttle appears to pop inside the space shuttle. Almost like they're coming in for a cup of tea. You right out there, lads? Fancy coming in for a cuppa? Yeah, why not? We'll bring the space station with us. Come on, lads. In we go. Oops.
Our journey into space will not only make us stronger and more prosperous, but will unite us behind grand ambitions and bring us all closer together. Wouldn't that be nice? Can you believe that space is going to do that?
So I was on an airplane with my son and my daughter and my husband at the time, and I was so stressed because he was young, he was like 10 months old, and I was nursing, and it was our first flying experience as a family with two children under the age of two. And I remember getting on that plane and just praying, because I hate flying, which is crazy because I was in the Air Force, but that's another story. And I was praying, God, please, please be with me on this flight. Please don't let the kids scream and bother everybody around us because I'm so stressed out right now. And sure enough, as soon as we began to fly, my son was just not having it. He was crying. There was nothing I could do to comfort him. I was clearly stressed out. And the woman in front of me, I felt so bad for because like he was right in her ear. And I thought, she turns around, she's probably going to cuss me out. But that's not what happened. She turned around. She looked at me. She goes, can I try? And I thought, well, if she's crazy, she can't get off the plane with my son. And I looked at her and I said, sure, you go ahead and try. She goes, well, if you don't mind, I'd like to hold him and just walk around the aisle with him. And I was so desperate. I was like, do whatever you have to do. She could tell I was struggling. And I was so disappointed with God because I was like, look, I prayed for this. I prayed for you to take care of this on this airplane. And this is crazy. And so she stood up, I put my son in her arms, and he's crying, and he didn't want her at all. And she began to walk down the aisle. Everybody's staring at us because, I mean, what else do you do on an airplane when you're the loudest family on there? And as she began to walk, I just kind of leaned over and watched her in the hallway with my son. And sure enough, he stops crying. And sure enough, before I knew it, this woman sitting where the flight attendant would sit, and he was just passed out. She held him for the entire flight. In fact, he had a sweat mark on her arm. His hair was drenched with sweat. And she didn't give him back, which was awesome because I needed a break for all you moms out there who have flown with children that just cried the entire flight. I hear you. And so we land, and I couldn't thank her enough. And I was like, thank you, God, for answering my prayers. I don't know who you sent, but this woman clearly was sent by you, and she handed me back my boy, and she leaned over, and she said with tears in her eyes, she said, thank you so much for letting me hold your son. She said, I lost my son just a few months ago. And she said, you were an answer to my prayers. I looked at her, and tears came back into my eyes, and I said, you were an answer to mine. You know, you never know who's around you, who God sends, what the assignment is, but I can tell you this, God answered prayers. He didn't just answer mine, but he answered hers too.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word from Glenda Lomax. The title is A World That Replaces Me, and this word was posted November 15th, 2022. As the wicked desire a world without my people, my word, and my light, I will give them a world without my people, my word, and my light. When I take my light from the world, they will realize it is I who make the sun rise and set. They will realize only I can illuminate the moon. Only I can make their food grow. Only I can feed and water all the beasts of the field. Only then will they realize their error. Yet many will remain arrogant still and will try to replace my light. They will try to replace all of my creation. They will attempt to create a world that replaces me, and they will fail. As they attempt to replace all that is of me, I will allow all I have created to turn on them. I will show them their need of me, but many will still refuse me, taking the side of evil. In the end, evil will own them. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. And I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
The most haunted hotel in Texas. The Minger Hotel was built in 1859 in San Antonio, Texas. It was constructed on the old battlegrounds of the Texas Battle of the Alamo. Then years later, during the Civil War, the hotel was converted into a hospital for wounded and dying soldiers. With a history like that, it's not surprising that the hotel is considered to be a hotbed for paranormal activity. Over the years, the hotel staff members and guests have had countless strange supernatural encounters. Back in 2009, hotel guest Ricky Garcia had a first-hand experience with one of the hotel spirits when he was recording footage of the beautiful, historic interior. Translucent figure about the size of a child can be seen walking on the other side of the main hotel hall on the second floor. And Ricky isn't the only one who captured a ghost on camera on the Minger Hotel's second floor walkway. 4 years later, in 2013, hotel guest Felicia Powell captured this photo of the same area on the second floor of the Minger Hotel. In the photo, a child guest at the hotel dressed in red can be seen walking along. But no one knows who or what is walking behind her. So is it true that the Minger Hotel is haunted? And just what walks the stair landing on the second floor? Let me know what you think.
I believe in a lot of ways Miley Cyrus is a victim of a lot of things. This world can be pretty horrible, and the entertainment industry is just disgusting. Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus, a Disney product, right? The average person, the average family and household doesn't understand how biblical the world is and actually how satanic the world is. Here is young Miley Cyrus doing the vow of silence. And again here, and again there. They're doing the devil horns as a young woman. She is darkening one of her eyes utterly, doing the slam dunk pose where her hand covers half her face for one-eye symbolism. More one-eye symbolism here, darkening one of their eyes utterly. They're dressed up as the devil. They've opened their third eye and their eyes are rolled back in their head, which is a sign of possession. The Osiris Risen Freemasonry pose. The Freemason checkerboard. Remember when Lil Nas X released those satanic shoes with 666 and human blood in them? Miley Cyrus got a pair and she says, "Can you see Satan?" She loves Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is responsible for an unnumbered amount of abortions. And speaking of that, Miley Cyrus is licking a cake that says abortion is health care. She's dressed up like an astronaut on MTV Moon Man Awards. There's the astronaut Moon Man. In Canada, MTV is located in an old Masonic temple. There's also one-eye symbolism there. Everyone ready to go to outer space? God bless you, everyone.
And Jeanette, what do you need prayer for? I need prayer. I've got chronic vertigo, body imbalance caused by a middle ear infection, and very deterioration of degeneration of the bones.
Yep.
No, I just can't keep balance, and I keep falling in the street. And
wow.
And I've had it going on 4 years now.
Wow.
And the chronic deterioration of the bones, they're just like
salt
now.
Both of your legs
are
where, Jeanette?
All through the body.
She goes, "What happened, Jeanette?" She doesn't hear. I'll hold you. Jesus, God touch Jeanette right now. God heal the vertigo. God touch her bones right now. Strengthen her bones right now.
I've received my healing.
So how are you feeling, Jeanette? Does your God touch you?
Yes, I certainly do.
Just go for the wand on. Listen, how you got bits like me?
What?
You got boobs like me.
Wow, we're not good brothers.
Wow! Come by her. No, walk beside her. Yeah.
Just walk beside her.
Whoa!
Say it again.
I've sort of lost that drunken feeling.
Wow.
I must have another
shave. You know what I mean. Wonderful. Wow. That's fantastic.
What a hand, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeanette, hold this up.
I've never been without this for nearly 4 years.
Well, hold this up, Jeanette, and go for a walk right down the middle.
Yeah, a victory lap. Hold on, yes, woohoo!
And don't you dare forget the expertise. Christmas is back again!
Wow!
Can I give him another hand? Come on!
Like a powerful sensation.
Wow.
That was going through my body.
Wow.
Through the veins, because the osteoporosis, and through the for the vertigo.
Yeah.
Wow. God bless you. Jeanette. Hold it up, and get people to see that. They give a hand, everybody.
Jeanette.
definitely crispy.
Okay, so you were in a car accident, mm-hmm. right? And you said you didn't have any feeling.
I don't have any. I didn't.
Okay,
have any
so feeling. Let me record. So you didn't have any feeling on that scar.
Uh-uh.
Okay, none at all. For how long?
About a year.
A year. Okay, so we came up to you. You never met us before.
No.
Okay, so tell us verbatim what we said to you.
They just told me to turn around, and he's gonna point at my leg, and I would feel my leg again.
Okay, and what happened?
I can feel my leg.
Okay, so now.
This is crazy.
Okay, so I want to ask you something.
Oh my God.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Okay, do you want to know?
I want to know.
Okay, this is amazing, right? So this guy travels the world in the name of Jesus, healing people.
Oh.
Right? That's what he does. And so you just receive a healing.
Oh, bless you, sister.
From Jesus.
Thank you so much for that.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And so here's what we're going to ask now. We're going to go ahead and command that fear and anxiety that you got from that day to go and not come back. Okay? Because you're always afraid that you're going to get hurt, and you're always afraid that you're going to die. But you know what? We just command that to leave you right now, and you're going to have peace in your heart. Okay, from this day forward. So we just thank you for that.
Thank you.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, now do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Now what if we would not have came up to you?
I don't know. I kind of needed that.
Yeah.
It's been kind of difficult lately.
Because a lot of people want to know if God is real.
God is real. God is very real.
Well, now you know he is.
I know he is.
Right? So, and he didn't even touch you.
I know. Oh my God, that's crazy.
Right?
That's crazy.
Yeah, and you're going to notice it's not going to hurt ever again.
Oh, I hope not.
Okay. All right. So did you want to touch it one more time just to make sure?
I can feel it. I can feel my leg.
Make it last. Let us all be.